Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and praise the Lord, we can be together again. And I'm going to continue a message I began on yesterday's broadcast, The Law of the New Covenant. And as I begin the broadcast, I'd like to share with you my intention, my purpose, my focus in sharing this message, because we are in, beloved, a new level of spiritual warfare. All we have to do is look around us as we hear the news broadcast, read the papers. There is such an increase of wickedness and violence and demonic activity. Beloved, we are in the last days. And as God's people, perhaps we might not want to be alive at a time like this. We might yearn for the good old days when things were relatively quiet and society was not as crazy as it is today, and the threats and the crises were not as serious as the ones that face us. But beloved, this is the hour and the time in which God has chosen for you and me to be alive. God knew exactly what was going to happen, and He chose the very moment of your birth. And beloved, as long as there's breath in our body, those who are called by God, those are His people. He has a reason for us. Some of you may be listening. You may be well up in years. You don't have the physical ability that you used to have when you were younger. But does that mean you're useless and of no purpose and function to God or to the body of Christ? No, not at all. God has invested giftings and talents in you that are unique. And so your ability to pray, your ability to witness, your ability to share what God has done in your own life through the years, the wisdom, the understanding, the discernment God gives to those in the body of Christ who have served God for many years, what a blessing they are. Beloved, we need fathers and mothers in the body of Christ that are going to be able to counsel and instruct and be examples for those, not just the babes in Christ in terms of the young, you know, children or teenagers, but there are some who come to the Lord well up in years, and they don't know or understand the things of God. So it refers to our spiritual age, if you will. I mean, some might be, you know, advanced in years, and they come to God, but they don't understand spiritual truths if they've been in the world all of their lives. So, beloved, you, all of us, you and I have a part to play, and what God is going to examine us is when we stand before Him, He's going to say, what have you done with what I've given you? And I don't know about you, beloved, but I don't want to feel ashamed or realize that I squandered my time or that I did not obey or through any iniquity on my part, stubbornness or rebellion, I refuse to walk in the calling that God has placed upon my life. So, beloved, we do have a high calling, each and every one of us. And so my heart's desire is that you will hear the word of the Lord as I share this week and understand that we are in a new level of spiritual warfare. Let me share with you 2 Corinthians, the second chapter, reading verses 10 and 11. This is the King James. And he, of course, wrote this epistle to follow through with the exhortation he sent in his first epistle, which was difficult. It was strong, and it was meat. And he goes on to say in verse 10, "To whom ye forgive anything, I forgive also. For if I forgive anything, to whom I forgave it, for your sakes forgave I it in the person of Christ." And then He goes on to say, I trust a very familiar verse, verse 11, lest Satan should get an advantage of us, for we are not ignorant of his devices. Another translation says, but anyone who has your forgiveness has mine too. We don't want Satan to win any victory here, for we are not ignorant of his designs and wiles. What is Paul talking about? Well, Satan has not changed his strategy or his game plan. He comes to steal, to kill, and to destroy. And especially in terms of relationships, relationships between one another, in our families, in our church families, he will do everything he can to cause misunderstandings, divisions, confusion, so that there is not unity. And that can be on the level of the integral family unit, as well as in the body of Christ. And this is one of the areas the Holy Spirit is really concentrating on. We have that high calling to grow up. In fact, how many times, I repeat it all the time, that's why God gave fivefold ministry for the perfecting of the saints, that they can do the work of the ministry. Why? Until we all can come into the unity of the faith, we're certainly not there yet, unto the measure of the stature of a perfect man, unto the measure of Christ Jesus. And so one of his chief areas is to cause discord and disunity. He's always done that. Look at the children of Israel in the wilderness. There was division there, and we'll be looking at that a little more in depth as we proceed in this message. But God is working on relationship. That is exactly his heart. That's where it's at. First of all, and most importantly, relationship with him. It's not just enough, beloved. If you're a new listener, it's just not enough to know about Jesus Christ or to attend a church. The Lord wants you to have a personal, intimate relationship with him, where you invite Jesus into your heart, where you believe in your heart and confess with your mouth that Jesus was crucified and died and rose from the dead and is now sitting at the right hand of his Father in heaven. And he's praying for each one of us every day. Isn't that an encouragement? And so this is what God is calling us to do, walking in an intimacy and love relationship with him, and also to bring us into a greater and greater intimacy in the body of Christ. By that there is such agape love, as I shared on yesterday's broadcast, that new commandment Jesus gave, love one another as I have loved you, preferring one another in love, willing to serve one another, to commend one another instead of looking at faults and the failings of others. Of course, are we blind? Not at all, but there are scripture ways of speaking the truth in love and ministering. I'll share that later on as we minister in this message. But God wants us to be aware that the enemy is fighting as hard as he can to bring misunderstandings in your own relationships, and you must be aware of that. And so it's so important we put on the full armor of God. We ask for that helmet of salvation, that we can have the mind of Christ, that we will not allow the fiery darts of the enemy to bring questions and to bring suspicion regarding our relationships with our brothers and sisters, but to have the love of God in our hearts, that nothing the enemy can do to destroy that love. You know, God loves us no matter what we do. You might be running from God right now. You might be backslid. Does that mean he loves you any less? Not at all, because his love is not based upon your performance. Did you hear that? Let me say it again. God's love for you is not based upon your performance. We delight his heart when we willingly serve him. And if we are rebellious, if we're stubborn, he knows how to chastise and he knows how to deal with us so that we are willing to do his will. And I'm sure, I don't know, if you walk with the Lord any length of time, I'm sure you've experienced that. But in the arena of our soul, God is teaching us, he's He's bringing understanding of the division between the soul and the spirit, how to worship him in spirit and in truth. And the work of the enemy, beloved, is to bring suspicion, to bring offense, to bring judgment, to bring questioning, a critical attitude. Why? Because he wants to destroy the unity in our families, in the body of Christ, upon which the move of God depends. Hear the word of the Lord in Psalm 133. Behold, how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. It is like the precious ointment upon the head that ran down upon the beard, even Aaron's beard that went down to the skirts of his garments, as the dew of Hermon, and as the dew that descended upon the mountains of Zion, for there the Lord commanded the blessing, even life forevermore. Beloved, the Lord is talking in this psalm about the anointing. And if we allow the enemy to bring discord, offense, critical attitudes, judgment, it will destroy that unity. Why? Because God wants to move in these final hours of the history of mankind to bring the greatest revival we've ever seen before it's everlastingly too late for man, woman, children to come into the ark of safety. Beloved, the enemy is doing everything he can to prevent souls being saved. And beloved, the God of this world has darkened the minds of them who do not believe. We have to understand we are in a battle. We can be victorious. We don't have to be afraid because Jesus has already provided everything we need in this battle, personally and corporately, that awaits us. Praise God. Well, my time is come to a conclusion for today. And we're going to be getting into the heart of the message on tomorrow's broadcast. I pray that you will be able to be with us. At any time you miss a broadcast, you want to rehear it, go to our website, please, unveilchrist.org, and click on the broadcast. They are archived there where you can listen anytime at your convenience. But in the final moments that remain, I just want to share, UCM Partners, God bless you. Thank you for your prayer support. Thank you for your financial help. Without you, we could not continue on this station. This ministry has continued on for over 50 years in daily radio broadcast. God bless you. I love you. Thank you for joining me. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
Well, this has been the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Sister Glass. Thank you for spending time with us. We pray it's been a time of ministry and encouragement for you. If you would like to write to Sister Glass, there are a couple of ways you can do so. You can write and address your envelope to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho, 83606 is the zip code, or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop Sister Glass an email. Again, write to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho, 83606, or send her an email through our website, unveiledchrist.org. And please remember that your prayers and tax-deductible support allow this ministry to continue on this station. Until next time, God bless. Oh, yeah.